Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Not Necessarily Nashville. I'm Flap Jones. Tonight on the program, we have some very, very special guests. Tonight, three lovely ladies are here in the studio with me. They're calling themselves the Wildflower Review. Hey, girls.
Hello.
Good evening.
They are back. They were here back. We decided it was September of 2014. Y'all made your debut down here,
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they're back. They got a new CD out, and we're going to talk all about that. Got a big party coming up on January the 21st at the Dreamland Ballroom. We're going to have too much fun tonight, y'all. You better stick around. Let's see. And then after we get done with all of this stuff, I found some new music today from Mr. Jesse Dayton. Got some new stuff from Mandolin Orange, John Perrine, and the Del McCoury Band. So all of this good stuff is coming up on Not Necessarily Nashville, so stick around. Let's start out with a new song from this brand new CD, The Wildflower Review. This is a perfect one for this program, and it's called Don't Call It Country.
If you ain't ever listened to Tammy, and you ain't heard of George Jones, if you ain't ever walked down the levee carrying your muddy boots on home, if you ain't ever whistled Dixie down an old back road, you can call it anything you want, but don't call it country.
The Wildflower Review from their self-titled CD coming out next week. The Wildflower Review, Don't Call It Country. And they're in the house tonight with us here on Not Necessarily Nashville. I'm so glad y'all are here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is great fun. I love having guests on the air. Lots of fun. So, is this going to be for sale? Okay. Let's start out with the gig. Next Saturday night at Dreamland Ballroom at what time?
8:30.
8:30. Mm-hmm. Is there a cover charge? Do we need to talk about that?
Well, we're selling tickets online right now on the Eventbrite website, and you can find that link on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And it's our Instagram. It's also linked on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Follow us on both of those.
That's right. Wildflower Ruby. It's not Wallflower, because a lot of people write that thinking
we're not. It's the way we talk. It sounds like wall. Uh-huh. We're saying
wallflower.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. But really, none of us are much of a wallflower, so.
No. We're a little more wildflower.
We're definitely wild.
So, the wildflower review. The
And you know what I need to do? I need to introduce everybody. Because I just know you all, and I forget that, you know, there's people out there that know you. Amy Garland is here. Mandy McBride is here.
Mm-hmm. Howdy.
And Bonnie Montgomery is here.
Happy to be here.
Okay. So, anyway, the deal is going to be next Saturday, the 21st. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets in advance. You'll be able to buy them at the door as well.
You can. Mm-hmm.
And there will be CDs available.
Yep.
Are there any available now anywhere?
Nope.
No.
Not till the 21st.
Do you have one with you tonight?
No. We don't have them.
You don't have them?
They're in the mail.
Yeah, okay. They're in the
mail. Yeah, checks in the mail, huh?
Yeah. CDs are in the mail.
No, they'll be there.
No, I'm sure they will. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be lots of fun. This CD is wonderful, ladies.
Oh, thank you.
I really, really enjoy it. Y'all have done really well.
That means a whole lot.
The harmonies are great. And did you all, I know you didn't write this one by Blondie.
No.
But are these mostly original tunes then?
Mm-hmm. Wow. All but we do a version of Psycho Killer.
Yeah.
And we do a version of Heart of Glass. And then the very first song on the album is Bad News, which is a public domain song that we discovered and had, you know, so we ended up trying to make that one our own, and
cool.
We used it. Yes.
Three. Did you the write other them, 10 them are all original.
Did you write them all together, or some just you, or
a little bit of both? A few songs. Yeah. We each have songs on the album that we brought, you know, that are songs that we had written.
Mm-hmm.
Some even, you know, maybe years ago, dug into the archives and we brought new songs to the table, but all the rest, all three of us did a lot of co-writing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you've done good. Any chance that somebody in Nashville might pick up some of these tunes? I know you've got your producers are out of Nashville, right?
Well, Girls Got a Dream.
They're in New York. Girls Got a Dream.
Oh, is there somebody in Nashville that's going to, like, see them?
I don't know. I hope so.
I know a person.
Oh.
I might.
Well,
I don't know if you want. I don't know. I thought these people were from Nashville.
No, nope, they live in New York.
What does a producer do? Dumb question from Flap.
What did Chris do? A
Besides
lot.
Bother you?
No, he's
make you late for gigs on the radio.
Yeah. You want to talk about Chris?
I mean, do they say? Oh, that song needs a fiddle, or that, you know?
Yeah,
that
sometimes
kind of
it's
stuff.
Arrangements, instrumental decisions, or decisions on, you know, the whole arc of the song, where it's going, what the vibe is, and just inspiration and direction. It's
Money.
Really nice to have somebody, you know, sailing the ship when you're in there with so many musicians.
Yeah.
So it's a luxury to have a
producer.
Do they
sometimes give you money, too? Like, I'll pay you.
He brought Starbucks coffee every morning. And, it was awesome.
Sandwiches.
They flew in, though, from New York just about every weekend. We started tracking in April.
Wow.
And we did it. We spent a lot of time on this record, so it's not overwrought, but it's...
Yeah, well, it sounds really good.
We took our time.
Mm-hmm. And it was recorded at Barry Pointer's place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I have not seen Barry in years. You know, he and I go way back.
You do.
We go back to the SOB. I don't. Well, you know, I mean, I knew him back then.
He is.
But back
awesome.
To the SOB days. You know, you probably were too young to go out drinking in the SOB days.
I wasn't, but I wasn't living here then. I heard all about it.
Okay. But back in those days, we used to have a lot of fun down there at those places. But anyway, well, do you want to do a song for us?
Heck yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's see. What do you want to do?
We're going to do, what about Let the Sun? And this is a song that we went and spent a week up in Stone County at my cabin and with Kim and Chris, Kim Swink and Chris Spencer, and they flew in and came with us for the week. And we had kind of an intensive songwriter week where we just sat and worked up songs and finished writing songs. And
I bet that was fun.
Yeah. And I woke up one Saturday morning, or whatever morning it was, and in my house pants. And I walked out on the porch. I was like, gals, we're about to write a song. And I was carrying my guitar down the porch and just started playing it for y'all. And we sat and finished it, like, with, and not too long, really, this song. So, anyway.
Fun. It's so beautiful out there, too.
It's really beautiful. I've been there. Yeah. It's a very, very good place to be creative.
It was ideal. And this song was just perfect for being out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're hoping, we wrote this one out there on a sunny spring day in Stone County, Arkansas. So we're hoping we can conjure up
Some warm feelings out there tonight.
Well, that sounds great, y'all. And this is KUAR 89.1 here in Little Rock, not necessarily Nashville. Live on the air is the Wildflower Review.
I've come a long, long way from Memphis to L.A. and just a few more miles down the line. Gonna bathe my soul in that river made gold to a field where my daddy flies. Let the sun shine down on me. Let the wind blow on. Troubles on my mind in a cloud of dust I leave behind.
Well, I'm rolling 99 through the back roads of my mind. I'll be fine if I don't linger there too long. I've lived my life in stages, turning rhymes, turning pages, and singing it all out in a song.
Let the sun shine down on me. Let the wind.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Such great harmonies, ladies. You have just come so far. I'm so proud of you. I wish you the best.
Oh, thank Thank you.
I really do. But then if you become rich and famous, you'll go away.
Not we can't really have that. I'm sure we'll come right back to the hills of Arkansas.
We have some special listeners in Owensboro, Kentucky, y'all.
Oh, cool.
Hello. My daughter, Erin. You remember Erin?
You've
met
Erin
and Amy. Erin. And Rachel and Rachel's parents.
Hey, y'all.
Monty and Debbie, they're in Owensboro, Kentucky, and they're tuning in this evening, and Erin has a request.
Uh-oh, what?
Yeah. She wants to hear the Blondie tune.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. She saw it on Facebook. And y'all have been putting a lot of stuff on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
A lot of this stuff. So everybody's going to know about your music.
Lots of teaser videos.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We've got one great. For each song, too. So yeah, well, that's we'll be great. Doing a lot this week.
Guess I need to remind everybody that this is KUAR 89.1 in Little Rock, Arkansas, not necessarily Nashville. So tell me who all's playing on this CD, y'all. Y'all got some major players going on, don't you? I know Nick is there, Nick Devlin, Nick. Of course.
Uh-huh. When we formed the group, we were like, okay, who are we going to make the, like, super wild folk band, you know? Who are they?
We got Brent LeBeau.
So we each brought one person from our own bands.
Yeah. Cool.
Sometimes upright, sometimes electric. Yeah. He's some songs he's bowing his bass.
Yeah.
Jeff Robson.
Right, Jeff Robson. Like Amy was saying, we each brought a member of our band.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, I'm bringing Jeff. You know, he works for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. He's a violinist.
Yeah.
He's also a fiddler. So
okay.
Oh, he's
amazing. That's good. Yeah, there's some nice fiddle in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I brought Nick, and then we all play with Bart on drums, Bart Angel on drums. We kind of all have used him in our bands.
She's not mentioning that's her husband.
Yeah.
Well, I married him because he's the best drummer in town. So.
You know, I saw you at the Whitewater, Bonnie. It's been a few months, and you had Bart on drums and Brad Williams playing guitar. And I don't remember who was on bass, but that was a damn good band.
Oh, girlfriend. Man, I tell you what.
That was some hot
Amy
stuff.
Amy already had that idea.
I think that was, was it the night you opened for Dale Watson? No.
Yeah, I think that was the Dale show. I know I had Brad Williams with me and Bart.
I don't know, but I just remember thinking, damn, this is the best I've ever seen, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you.
It was really, really good band. Really,
we also
really
grabbed all kinds of people like Matt Stone. Is playing pedal steel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Jeff Coleman is playing keys and organ. Yeah. And Steve Brower we brought some Runaway Planet Fest.
Yeah.
Is playing banjo. And then Richard
Reynolds.
I was wondering
if that was Steve on the banjo there.
And Richard Reynolds is playing harmonica on there.
Well, you've put together some great, great people.
Yeah. Well, we're just so fortunate that they all wanted to play with us.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of this project.
It's a dream team for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play track number 6 next, Michael. And thank you, Michael. Michael Hiblin is here taking care of this stuff like he always does.
My pleasure.
Oh, I'm standing
on ladders.
Standing on ladders.
Taking pictures.
Trying to take a picture with your fancy-dancy camera, and they all, what the heck, just use the phone. That was great. Well, okay, well, let's do a song. Let's do that one. Is that the right one? Heart of Glass?
Yeah
that's
okay,
my favorite.
Well, let's do that. This is from the Wildflower Review, new release coming out next Saturday night, y'all.
Seemed like the real thing, only to find
Too cool, y'all. Blondie. Who'd have thunk it? So I was asking you about this, and you said something about, well, I had to ask you who this was, where this song came from, because I'm old and I forget things. You said it was a song you wrote down that you wanted to sing one day. How long ago? Well, what were you, like six or something?
No, but it was 20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago?
We were looking for songs, like, and I just have so many notebooks of songs, like just pieces and parts of stuff, you know. And we were looking and digging them up, and I was taking them up to the cabin to have them just to pour through while I knew it was going to be there for a week. And I found this one kind of diary notebook, and it was called Little Conversations. I always labeled my journals Little Conversations, and the first page said, Amy, !! And it was March 1997. I date everything. And it said, songs to do. And it was three songs. It was Psycho Killer, Dave Vernon. Then it said, Concrete Jungle, Bob Marley, which we'll have to do that for our next record. And then Heart of Glass, Blondie. And so showed that to them, and that everybody was like, let's do that.
Well, you did a great job.
And Mandy sang lead on it, and it's perfect.
But the funniest part about that is, you know, on that pre-album, writer's retreat we took, we decided on, Amy got her notebook out, like she was saying, and we talked about Heart of Glass. Well, there's no service out there.
No self-service.
So as we all are sitting around the fire trying to recall the lyrics, there were some hilarious misheard lyrics.
Oh, I know. Something about a green sweater.
Yeah.
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 That's funny.
Yeah. We've got some good outtakes for this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny how people, don't
treat me like
really
a green sweater.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You treat me like a green sweater.
Well, that's like when I was a kid, I always thought the guy was singing about the great green teddy bear. The great pretender. Oh, yes, I'm a great green teddy bear.
Oh, wow.
Next time you hear it. Forever I thought it was a great green teddy bear.
Now that's all you can hear. that's
all I sang. Anyway, you're listening to KUAR 89.1 in Little Rock. And, let's talk about this fundraiser next week. And it's going to be held at the Dreamland Ballroom. And who knows the details about that place? I mean, I know it's a very, very cool building.
Dreamland Ballroom is a very historic building. You know, I don't know when it was built, but during, way pre-segregation, which Arkansas and Central and all that's very well known for. Yeah. 9th Street, it's at 9th and State Street, downtown Little Rock. And 9th Street was a huge street for African American community.
I remember that.
And that's where they went to shop. They went and got to the barber shop.
That was their place. Yeah.
And I work with, I have a colleague who was a young, middle school during that time. And she's told me a lot about it too. And she's like, that's just where we went. And we were safe there. And that was, that was where all our people were. Well, at the end of that street, on the front end of it's the Mosaic Templars, and that's very historical as well. But the end of it, it was Dreamland Ballroom at State and Ninth, and it's on top of the Arkansas, what is now the Arkansas Flag and Banner store. And that is where musicians came from everywhere and played.
Big
like
name
Cab
people
Calloway,
too.
Louis
yeah.
Jordan,
Billie Holiday,
Louis Armstrong,
Ella Fitzgerald, everybody played there. And that's where they had their parties and they had their shows. And there's some ghosts in there, I'm going
to
tell you.
Yeah, I went there to see Big Smith several years ago. I love that room. It's just beautiful with all those little booths up there.
The balconies.
You know? It's got a definite vibe to it, and you sit there and you think, "Wow, what do I went on in these places?"
I know.
Yeah, there's a spirit.
Back in the
it.
Day,
and so the Friends
really good show.
Of Dreamland is their nonprofit that is raising funds for different things. Like they've redone the balconies now. You can actually we're selling tickets for the balconies, and so we're doing this as a fundraiser for the Friends of Dreamland,
So it's a double whammy thing. It helps y'all bring out your new CD, and it helps Dreamland Ballroom. I think we all need to go. And what is the time? Is it starting?
8:30
That's early enough. I'll go and take a nap.
Exactly.
I can do it. Can do it.
There's still some balcony seats left.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, save me.
You don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Erin says she loves the song. She said it's a hit. Thanks.
Thank you, Erin. Love you.
She's a good kid. She's a good kid. All right, what are we doing now? Do y'all, what else do we need to talk about? Are you ready to sing another one?
We could.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you want to do that? Y'all
we're always ready to do that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Tell them about this song, Bonnie.
Yeah, this song that we're thinking about, we were brainstorming on what song to do tonight. And this one is called Cut You a Check for Your Time. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it about 6 years ago. And I played a lot of songs on the piano when I first started writing, and the piano is a whole lot harder to take to a gig than a guitar. So it kind of got swept under the rug, and Mandy and I have been playing music together for a long time, and she said, hey, I've been playing that song Check for Your Time out at my gigs. Is that okay with you? And I was like, sure, take that song and do whatever you want. I sort of forgot about it. Yeah. And then when we were
I think if you're going to throw in a cover song at a gig and you actually know the person who wrote one of your favorite songs, then
that's a pretty good compliment.
And then I heard her doing it. And I was like, dang, you should just take it. You sound so good doing it. And then when we were talking about what songs to put on the album, they kept bringing this one up. Yeah. And I was like, why? Why that one?
And then
we got it in the studio. The band loved it. The producers loved it. And it's turned out to be, you know, kind of a good song, I think.
I love it.
Bonnie's B sides always are good, as good as anybody normal's A sides.
So. Well, cool.
So, yeah, it's called Check for Your Time.
Well, that's good.
All right. Take it from the top one more time. Talk it till you're deaf and talk it till I'm blind. Try another try. Take another bet and tell another lie.
Don't know if it's me or if it's you.
I just can't believe how wonderful this is, girls. This is.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
We love a clip.
Erin, my daughter, just sent me a little texty poo. Bonnie, friend of hers, Megan Nelson. You went to college with her?
Yes. Yeah, what? What about Megan?
Well, but my daughter Erin, apparently they're good buds.
Oh, she's an opera star.
That's right. I know who we're talking about now.
Like, bona fide. She's been written up about in the last month. Yeah. And I had the privilege of going to school with her in Kansas City. So, hello, Megan, if she's listening.
Yeah, well, I don't know that she's there. But I see the connection now because I remember Erin talking about her friend Megan.
That's awesome.
The opera singer. Yeah, there
Small
you go.
World.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. How about that?
Yeah.
There you go. And this is KUAR. Not necessarily Nashville. Let's see. What was this about Tyler Perry? Gonna use a couple of years.
You want to talk about it?
Let's go.
I have to admit, I didn't really know who it was.
Well,
I'm just, you know.
You don't watch a lot of TV.
No,
do
I don't.
No, that's okay.
Actually, but I'm sure.
I have. It's very exciting. And now that we are allowed to.
Mandy knows.
Mandy knows.
Now that we can
up.
Say something about this, look, I sent a.
She wrote it down.
Secret text to my sister and said, you cannot tell anyone. Because my whole family, we're big Tyler Perry fans. So if you're listening in, now we can break the news. we're excited. There's a new show. Tyler Perry has a new show on TLC called Too Close to Home.
Yeah.
And they're going to use two Wildflower songs.
Do you know which two? Which
it's
ones?
Morning Dove and Steel.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the first scripted show. It's a series on TLC, so it's kind of cool that it's the first scripted show on the Learning Channel, you know. So
now, I wonder how they found it. How did they find this music?
Our producers are magical.
Your producers?
Yeah,
they sound like keepers.
Definitely.
They are awesome human beings, really.
Well,
they've been very inspirational.
Are they going to be here next Saturday night?
Yes.
Kim is already here. She flew in this week, and she's here and arranging everything, getting it all
good.
Going.
We should do lunch this week.
Uh-huh.
Give me a holler. Are you busy this week, this time of week, or not?
Some, but I got to eat.
Got to work a room to Red Door.
Get your tab over there.
yeah, we could do that. Yeah. I think I got a few picklebacks left on that tab.
No, we got to have Amy explain what that is if we're going to talk about it.
A pickleback?
Pickleback.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just something I've been doing since college.
Since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she is a Cajun.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be as old in Louisiana to drink. But it's a shot of tequila and a shot of pickle juice right afterwards.
It's delicious,
and it's
y'all.
Heaven.
It's deadly.
It's too good.
It's good for what else, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. And we are listening to Wildflowers. Wildflower Review. That's the
right.
official name.
That is.
Wildflower Review here on KUAR 89.1. And Little Rock, I'm flapping. Thank you, Michael.
You bet.
He's here doing the board and doing all that great stuff. Oh, have we picked out another song yet? I don't think we have.
How about Morning Dove?
That's number 8 over there, Michael. Got that? Mm-hmm. Can you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Crying.
And that's the Wildflowers. The Wildflower Review, I've got to get used to that. Their brand new CD, self-titled album, going to be out next Saturday night. Wildflowers are in the studio with me tonight here on Not Necessarily Nashville. Bonnie Montgomery, Mandy McBride, and Amy Garland, all three are in the house. Mm-hmm. Been talking about this gig next Saturday night at the ballroom. Are y'all on Facebook and all that stuff too?
We are. We are on Facebook, The Wildflower Review. We are on Instagram,
yes,
as well, The Wildflower Review. Go follow us. Check us out. Yeah. There's some, if you want to see and hear more, there are some amazing teaser videos that have been shared.
I've seen
shared.
A lot of those on Facebook.
Thank you, Daisy
yeah.
Spencer.
Uh-huh, and Kim Swank.
Kim Swank and Chris Spencer.
Yeah, that yeah. Kim did a lot of footage. She's a filmmaker, so she took a lot of footage of us yeah. in the studio and out at the and cabin.
At the cabin.
And then
yeah.
her daughter, Daisy, has gone and edited it down to these like 23-second teaser videos and did one for each song on the album. So there'll be like, oh, wow. I think, 5 more released this week. Wow. Every day of the week, we're going to do another one.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Little trailers.
Very cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're
uh-huh.
like little
song
trailers.
Mm-hmm. Little song trailers. Well, how cool. So do you have any other gigs booked up that you know about going on?
Well, we've got like we said, the Dreamland Ballroom on the 21st, and our big show. And then we've got the Flower and Garden Show here uh-huh. in Little Rock on February 24th.
Uh-huh.
That'll be kind of an early set, about 5 o'clock, I think, is when we're going to be playing.
Uh-huh, it's okay. going to be, they're calling it Rock in the Garden.
Yeah.
So that will be from 5 to 7 on the 24th,
February
24th.
Yeah, that's always a fun thing. I like the Flower and Garden Show.
Got the Wildflowers, yeah. how apropos.
Yep.
And then we've got a vinyl release show scheduled for Ron Robinson on April 21st.
That's and, a good place to
So
play.
That'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I love it there.
Well, I'm so glad y'all are. I hope you do well. This is a great album.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us here.
I'm just so excited. I want to copy the real thing.
Oh, here it is.
Your son is on the cover.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that
so sweet?
That was our Christmas
idea. Does he like that?
Well, this is what happened. We were having our conference call to discuss which picture should be on the cover. And Chris says, well, this is the one I really think would be the best one. And so I put the phone on mute and I said, Eli, get in here. Look. And I showed it to him. I go, you're going to be on the cover of the album. And he stood up on the dining room chair and he says, well, I'm going to need to get paid.
Oh.
And I said, oh, what do you want? And he says, well, and he thought about it for a second, and he said, 2 Nerf guns.
Oh.
So he's getting paid
2 Nerf guns.
Didn't he add in a lifetime supply of Nerf gun?
A bullet. Yes.
Yes.
Those little foam bullets.
He worked
Smart
that deal.
Fella.
How
yeah.
fun.
That was hilarious.
Well, he was working the deal.
He was. He don't uh-huh. play.
Well, I can't wait till the actual things comes out. I can't wait till Saturday. I'm so Yay. Excited.
I'm glad you're going to be there.
Thank you.
For you. Yeah, and I hope everybody goes. It's January the 21st at the Dreamland Ballroom fundraiser for the ballroom and CD release party for the Wildflower Review. Again, Saturday, January 21st. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you
for coming by. Anything else
so
we
awesome.
Need to cover?
I think we got it.
We yacked a bunch.
We did.
Good.
Yeah, they can go get tickets on Eventbrite. I guess would be the only thing.
Okay, Eventbrite.
Yeah,
okay.
Or go to our Facebook page and find the link to that.
Okay, why don't you write it down for me, too,
okay.
and then they can send an email to me if they need to, flap@kuar.org, and I'll get it to them.
Thank you for what you do, Flap. We love public radio.
I love the music that you promote.
Thanks to the listeners,
cool to
too.
Yeah, it's
Radio
great.
Is just the coolest, I think.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, it is good. It uh-huh. is good. Some of it is good. Most of it is good.
That other
country stuff, you know, that's whatever.
You have incredible taste, so we are honored.
Yeah,
we are.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Well, let's do another cut off of this brand new album. We're going to do Psycho Killer.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right.